36 WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Matt Douglas.
It is the WEOL Morning Show. Where are all the new toys and games, you may ask? Well, we have an answer for us. Meredith Sinclair, who is Genius of Play Ambassador, joins us to talk about this going on at the New York Toy Fair. Good morning, Meredith.
Morning, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Not as good as you, though. If you're hanging around with a lot of toys and games, can you kind of give us an idea what goes on at this New York Toy Fair?
Oh, it's amazing. It's the biggest exhibit of toys in the country. You've got every brand you can imagine showing their latest and greatest. And there's a new thing this year called Play Fair as well. So families can come out and play and really see what is going to be the hot new toys for 2016. It's amazing.
Who seems to be producing or has their pulse on the toy world these days?
Oh, wow. Well, there's a lot of people. I mean, this is the New York Toy Fair is run by the the TIA, and they run this, and then they've got, there's media that come, all kinds of bloggers and writers on toys. You know, it's a really amazing industry, and you're going to see at this toy fair loads and loads of media and people who, like you said, bloggers and writers who really keep their eye on what's happening and what the trends are, and they'll be reporting that throughout the whole year.
Well, maybe let's talk about some of the trends. Technologies, is that still the leading trend in toys?
Yeah, and you're going to see some of the things I'm going to tell you about today. Technology is now being woven really seamlessly into a lot of toys and a lot of hands-on experience. I think parents especially really want their children to have both hands-on play and technology and sort of to balance those things. So what I'm seeing is that there's a nice balance and thread running through hands-on toys that are also, incorporating tech.
And, of course, toys, the thing about toys is age-appropriate. Is there an age group that seems to be benefiting the most from the new toys, or does it kind of cross over everybody's?
I think it crosses over everyone. I'm going to tell you about, the first thing I want to tell you about is something by Razer. It is really the hottest ride-on, and it's going to continue to be the hottest ride-on. It's called the Razer Hover Tracks, and it is this hands-free riding experience. It's got a gyro sensor, and so it glides seamlessly, the way you control this is just by shifting your feet and your weight. And so, I have two a bit older boys, and they love it. It gets them back outside playing. They can also ride it inside. It's safe. And what's great about this Hover Tracks is it's made with the original patent technology and very high quality material. So it's super safe, and it really is going to be, you're going to be seeing these on the streets a lot more. So the one that I'm really loving is the Razer Hover Tracks right now. And then another great example of tech and hands-on play is something by Zing, and it's called the StickBot Studio Pro. And what this is a whole kit that helps kids do stop motion animation and stop motion movies. And you've got these little stick bots that have suction cups on their hands and feet, and you sort of move them around and backdrops and sound effects through an app. So you get kids creating with the stick bot characters and then downloading the app and creating these amazing stop motion movies, which is really fun. And that can be from 4 years old and up. And I've got a 13-year-old, so from 4 to 13, they're all loving that. So those are just a couple examples of some tech and hands-on fun play as well. And then, kids love tablets, of course, right? And especially young kids love tablets. But we don't always know which tablet to give our youngest children. So LeapFrog actually has come up with the LeapFrog Epic because they found that 70% of parents that they surveyed really wanted two things in a tablet. They wanted a kid-friendly interface, and they wanted age-appropriate content. So they incorporated both of those things, plus they gave it, tablet has exclusive access to LeapFrog's educational content that is really educator-approved. So parents don't have to worry about, the content that their kids are getting in this tablet. Plus, it's got super, super comprehensive parental controls. So it's a win-win for both. So those are some great tech toys right there that you're going to see this year.
Meredith, you talked a little bit about games as well. Is that app games or are those board games? What type of games are coming out?
Well, I mean, there's all both, I would say. And like I said, a lot of the toys that you're going to be seeing in 2016 have apps as a part of their toy. So another example of that is Lego. Lego has come up with a really cool new line called the Lego Technic line. And this is for older kids. This is all really for kids 9 to 16. We often think of Lego as for younger kids. But this Lego Technic line, what I love about it is it's really building like we know and love from Lego, right? So they're advanced builds, and there's two-in-one models. There's a mine loader model, and then that can be recreated into a mine cutting machine. But they've added an app component, which is this 3D digital Lego instruction app. So, you know, you can download the app, and then your older kids can look at instructions and how to build in a 3D manner on this app. So, like I said, you're really seeing it, you know, this technology being woven into the toys that you know and love. And, you know, games the same way. It's very exciting. So, you know, one last thing I'd love to tell you about are the dolls that are coming out. Two great things, because girls, you know, you can never go wrong with dolls for girls. And this year, Jack has come out with these Disney Star Darlings. What I love about this is there's a popular book series called the Star Darlings, and then they've created the dolls to go with it. So kids can really read about their favorite characters and then play with them and then go back and, you know, read about them again. And then finally, a tried and true, I love, Care Bears has come out with something really cool. They have these glow-a-lot Care Bears now. So kids can take them to bed, they hold them up to a light, they glow in the dark, no batteries necessary, and then that light just fades out naturally, which gives kids a nice comforting bedtime routine as well. So those are some of my favorites that you're going to see at Toy Fair and then also all throughout 2016.
I like the fact that there's the Care Bears. I was wondering if there was any, sometimes there's toys that come out that sort of cycle through what the parents had grown up with that they want to kind of give to the kids, sort of use that marketing technique, and that might be one of those that's
absolutely
out there now.
Absolutely, yeah. The retro toys like that, like for me as a mom, I loved them when I was younger, and now it's fun to like let our children experience that too.
What about toys or things that involve the whole family? Because a lot of times you try to buy something for the family. Is there things out there you see too?
Well, you know, I am still a big proponent of, you mentioned board games, and what I love is that you're going to see at Toy Fair technology incorporated into board games. I think you can never go wrong. One tip I always give is to sort of rotate your games in and out. Don't put them all in a cupboard and hide them away, but bring out a board game for a week and let it be out and play, you know, not just at night, but maybe a little bit in the morning, and bring your family together that way. So again, you cannot ever go wrong with bringing your kids, like we used to play board games when we were young, bring them into that experience as well.
If people want to see what's going on at the New York Toy Fair or find out more about what you do, where's a good place for them to check this out?
Well, they can go right to the New York Toy Fair website, and everything that is happening in the next 4 days will be on there, and there's a lot of great activities. And again, if you're in the New York area, you want to come out and check out Play Fair, because there's a lot of experiences for families there too.
Sounds great. Our guest today this morning, Meredith Sinclair, Genius of Play Ambassador, talking all about the New York Toy Fair and sharing some things for us in 2016. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it, Meredith.
Thank you.
It is 844 WEOL.